the reason I decided to step away was because I felt that personally I've spent a tremendous amount of time in this position over the last 4 years, and even the 2 years prior to that as a council member. Far, far more hours than probably many people realize. And you become very emotionally attached at that point. Every success is a success. Every failure becomes harder to swallow. And I think that, unfortunately, perhaps by some of the more aggressive decisions that I made early in my career, I just never felt that I was able to get my council members and myself into a mode of regular talks outside of the council chambers about how we were going to make the community great. And I think that any great team, whether it's in a corporate America or whether it's on a political side, any great team that's able to accomplish things is really just, they're living it. They are living for making that organization better. And I just wasn't in that position, unfortunately, in these last several years. I oftentimes did not feel as though I was able to inspire my council people the way I felt like I was able to inspire some of our citizens. I enjoyed every minute of it, and I enjoy all of the work that I was able to do in this time, but I just didn't feel that I was being effective. And so at that point, you know, you take inventory and you make a decision. And you step back and you trust that some of the seeds that maybe you've planted over time continue to grow. And I think that we will still see good things come about now here moving forward. And I think that that communication piece really came out a lot during this election cycle. And sometimes even if I was somebody who really wanted to be talking to everybody all the time, maybe I just didn't find my spot. Like I said, I think a lot of it's in timing.